Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ryan Porth are with you on this Thursday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. The Nashville Predators taking on the Florida Panthers tonight. New Central Division rival in the Florida Panthers. And to help us talk more about that, we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and bring in Predators assistant coach Todd Richards. Todd, what's going on? Thanks for taking time to join us.
Well, good morning, guys. Good to be here.
So, Todd, where do you think this group is right now, in your opinion, 9 games in? Obviously a much different season in terms of the protocols and all the different things that go into just getting on the ice and playing hockey this year. What do you think about your group now, 9 games in?
Well, we still have a little bit to go. There's been some real positive things, I think, through this first 9 games. I think we're all disappointed of where we're at in the standings. And you know, you're always judged on wins and losses. So based on that, there's a disappointment. But I think when, as a coach, especially a coach, you have to look beyond results sometimes. I know it's a result-driven business, and, jobs are, our jobs a lot of times are based on wins and losses, but it's going back and looking at, the whole game, the process. Why did you lose the game, or why did you come out on top, and, are you doing things right? And there's good portions of games where we're doing good things. It's getting that consistency, maybe where we lose the game a little bit, or maybe something happens in the game that sidetracks us and gets us off our game, and how quickly can we get back to playing our style or our brand of hockey that we want to play. So disappointed of where it is. There's some things, there's some good things that we can build off, and I know the players take great pride in it, and they've responded, and I'm not talking results-wise, but, each time John has really challenged them, I think they've responded to that.
So, Todd, John has challenged a little bit after the game the other day, talking about penalties. You got to stop taking the penalties. Got to stay out of the box. And said, at some point you got to stop talking about it. You got to start doing it. How do you get that across? And how difficult is it to stop taking those? Because obviously there's a lot of different kinds of penalties.
Yeah, you're right. Penalties are a part of our game. It's no different in football too. There's penalties in football, and obviously you don't want penalties because you're just setting yourself back. It is part of our game, and one area that has hurt us a little bit is our penalty killing. So it's been both. It's been the bad penalties, and then not being able to go out and execute on the penalty kill and get the job done there. But there's a couple things that I think John can do is one of it is take away ice time. That's one way to hold guys accountable to their actions if it's, undisciplined, unnecessary penalties. And, those are things that have been talked about. Those are things that have been addressed. And again, we have to be better in that area.
Predators assistant coach Todd Richards on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And Todd, you've obviously been around a lot of gifted defensemen and defense corps in your career so far. What stands out to you about this group here in Nashville?
Well, I for me, still learning the players. That's one thing that's been, a little bit, I'm not going to say hard or difficult. It's just been, troublesome as far as just coming in and getting to know the guys. A new coach coming in, myself and Dan Hynote, and just getting in front of the guys. We had to wait. We couldn't be around the players. And I've been in this league a long time, so I have a good feeling for the players and how they play. When you sit on the other bench and you watch these guys, I think you start to come up with some images or thoughts of what these guys do on an everyday basis. But when you get here, sometimes the reality is a little bit different than what you thought it was going to be. So for me, it's learning the guys. Obviously, it's a great group of guys. There's a good mix of different abilities and attributes. Puck moving guys, offensive guys, you got some defensive guys, you got some good size, some toughness, edge, all of those things. So, you're right. I've been blessed throughout my coaching career to have been, around some really good defensemen, and there's some really good defensemen on this team right now.
Todd, I want to ask you specifically about Dante Fabro, because he's a guy, obviously a first-round pick, and I think he's got a lot of really good ability in the NHL, and the Predators have been known for their ability to draft and develop high-quality defensemen. What stood out to you so far about Fabro and his game?
Well, you know, the one thing that he wants is he wants to get better every day. Again, just my brief interactions with him right now, he's the guy that takes ownership in his play. He's grabbed me a couple times and wanting to go through clips. He's a sponge right now, which is really good. You know, coaches love working with guys that you know, not that coaches are always right, but you know, guys that really want to improve and are constantly working at their game. Right now I see him as a really good two-way defenseman. You know, he's got some offensive ability. You watch the way he skates and the way he handles the puck. And, you know, there was a pass he made. I'm trying to think what game it was. I don't remember. He sent, I think it was our first or second game of the year against Columbus. He sent, Phillip on a breakaway who scored a goal, and it was just a beautiful pass. So to have that vision and then to have the skills on top of that, to make that pass up the ice says a lot about him. And then you start getting into the defensive side. You know, he's not a big defenseman, but he's a competitive defenseman. He can handle himself in corners and out front of the net. You can see that when you go back and watch the tapes about that competitiveness. So and a lot of it is, you know, in our game now, you know, you don't have to be the 6'4" guy on the back end. You can be, you know, a 5'10", 5'11" defenseman and just understand how to play the position and understand about positioning on the ice, which allows you to defend better. And I think he's that guy. He has those types of qualities.
Todd, you mentioned the penalty kill earlier. A couple weeks ago, John Hines said, you know, you don't have exhibition games. Maybe some of the things that you would have worked out with those, you know, now instead you're working through things in games that count. Do you feel like you guys have some things figured out there moving forward?
We do. I think it's a little bit like our 5-on-5 game. You know, you know, the Dallas series was just a nightmare for penalty kill. It just seemed like everything went in. Now, we made some mistakes, and they capitalized on that. We did some things well, and the puck just ended up going in the net. Those things happened at times, and it just seems like right now, you know, we can go through a segment or a game, maybe two penalty kills where we do a great job. You, as a coach, again, it's about how we systematically are doing it. You can see we're doing everything right. There's some success. Maybe they make one play and, you know, we get a great save from our goalie, or a block, whatever it is. But then we go out on one kill and, you know, we don't execute. And then it's ending up going into our net. So it's a little bit frustrating from that standpoint that, there are times through a game that we're doing things very well on the penalty kill, and we've been working at it every day and talking about it every day. So we do see those steps. I think sometimes as a coach, you wish the steps were a little bit faster, a little bit larger, that you could move ahead. But, sometimes it takes a little bit of time, but we're constantly working at it. The players take great pride in it. The guys that are, you know, kind of known for their penalty kill, abilities. So, we're getting better and we want to get better. And obviously it's an area that we have to improve on to give us a chance to win hockey games.
Predators assistant coach Todd Richards on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And Todd, we hear all the time about the importance of getting off to that quick start, getting the first goal and playing with the lead, not just from the obvious standpoint of winning the game and getting up in the game, but playing your style of play and being able to execute your system. I'm curious, from a coach's perspective, how important is that to build an early lead? And obviously, it's been something that's been hard to come by so far this year for the Predators.
Well, you know, part of you know, coaching is, you know, you want to sell something to the players and, you know, to get the players to buy into it. And a lot of times the easiest way to do that is to just go out and have success early on. And I'm talking in the season, and it's no different, you know, in your game plan through a game is, you know, the quicker you can have success in a game, the easier it is for you as far as selling and continue to push that, that same type of style that you want to play or that you want to bring to the game. So, again, it's been a little bit frustrating, and you go back and you can look, and I know the game we lost in Dallas 7-0. You know, first period it was 0-0, and if you went back and watched that first period, we were the better team. And there was some stretches in Tampa where, you know, a good part of the first period, we were on our toes. We were spending more time in their zone, territorial advantage, and we were doing some good things through a game and not able to score. And the one thing you have to guard against now is just here we go again if we don't score and we end up giving up the first goal, that you can't lose that edge, or you can't let the air out of the balloon and just kind of flap in the breeze here a little bit. So that's kind of the big thing. Again, a lot of things. We had a great practice yesterday, worked on a few things. The spirits of the guys are really good right now, and the Florida sunshine certainly helps with that when you get up in the morning and the sun is out. But excited to see what the guys are going to bring tonight.
Todd, we focus a lot on, you know, obviously the star players, the big money players. We've talked a lot this week about, you know, Ryan Johansson, Matt Duchene, 6 points between them, needing more production, needing some goals. You know, I know Matt's obviously very frustrated because he's been so close so many times. As a coaching staff, do you guys talk about things that way? Like, we need to get this guy going or that guy going, or do you not think about it that way?
Well, we are coaching a team, and so you are coaching a team, but, you know, there's a group of individuals that make up the team. So, yes, you are coaching individuals as well, and you're trying to find ways to get them more productive, to 'cause every player wants to feel like they're contributing to their team's success. And you're right, the high profile guys typically are the scorers, the guys making the big money. And but as a coach, you're coaching everybody, because you need the fourth line or third line, or you need guys that were on the penalty kill to feel like they're contributing, so that everybody's vested into the team. And everybody has a role in the team, depending on what that role is. So, you know, whether it's a conversation or whether it's a skill set, you know, something you do on the ice, or it's video, you know, as coaches, we try to sit down. Well, we do sit down every day, and we talk about our team game. We talk about individual games, and then we try to make everything better, you know, each day. I've always said it's, you know, as a coach, you're standing in front of a dam, you know, and behind the dam is water, and it seems like a hole, you know, springs loose, might be your forecheck, and as a coach, you stick a finger in that to plug that hole, and you fix that, and then, you know, your defensive zone coverage, and so you stick a finger in that hole, and, you know, and then you got each player, you know, we gotta help this guy, we gotta help that guy, and it just always seems like that you're always trying to catch up to all of that, and that is coaching and trying to make your team better. But you know, we sit down, we spend a lot of time together to yes, help individuals and make them better, and then obviously if you can make the individuals better, hopefully your team should get better.
Predators assistant coach Todd Richards has been our guest here on Robbie and Rexro. Todd, we appreciate so much you taking time to join us, and best of luck tonight against Florida.
Okay, thank you guys. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Todd Richards, Predators assistant coach. And when we come back, speaking of this game against Florida, I'll tell you why, even though it's early on, this game is crucial tonight for the Nashville Predators. That's coming up next. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.